Sharing Time, I Will Be a Strong Link by Cheryl Esplin. The family is ordained of God. The family, a proclamation to the world. When President Gordon B. Hinckley was a young man, he and his family lived on a farm during the summer. He had this experience there. There was a dead tree I wished to pull. I fastened one end of a chain to the tractor and the other end to the tree. As the tractor began to move, the tree shook a little, and then the chain broke. I looked at that broken link and wondered how it could have given way. I went to the hardware store and bought a repair link. I put it together again, but it was an awkward and ugly connection. The chain was never, never the same. Think of yourself as part of a chain, a family chain. President Hinckley said we should never let ourselves be a weak link in our family chain. Adam and Eve were the first family on earth. They began the family chain. God told them to have children. As Adam and Eve had children, they taught them the gospel. Just as the children of Adam and Eve learned from their parents and then taught their own children, Heavenly Father wants you to learn from your parents. Then when you have children, He wants you to teach them. You can look to Adam and Eve and other righteous families in the Scriptures to learn how to help your family be strong links in the family chain. Activity. Note, you may need help with this activity. Remove page 12 and mount it on heavier paper. Cut out each link on the solid black lines. To cut out the inside of the links, cut through the link on the broken line. Write your name on one of the links and the names of your parents, brothers, sisters, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, or other relatives on the other links. Connect the links. Hang your chain where it will remind you that you are part of a family and that you can be a strong link. In a family home evening, have your family members choose a name on one of the links and tell one thing they have learned from that person that helps them be strong. Sharing Time Ideas. February Theme. I came to Earth as part of a family. Note, all songs are from Children's Songbook unless otherwise noted. 1. Adam and Eve were the first family. Write the following scripture references on the outside of 6 envelopes, 1 reference per envelope. Moses chapter 3, verse 24. Moses chapter 5, verse 1. Moses chapter 5, verse 2. Moses chapter 5, verse 4. Moses chapter 5, verse 5. Moses chapter 5, verse 12. Prepare these 6 word strips in large letters. Marriage. Work together. Have children. Pray. Obey commandments. Teach children. Cut the letters apart, paperclip each word together, and put them inside the corresponding envelope. Find pictures of families that illustrate each word strip. Display Gospel Art Kit 119. Adam and Eve teaching their children. Briefly, tell the story of Adam and Eve, emphasizing that through them, Heavenly Father's pattern of families was established. Divide the children into 6 groups and give each group an envelope. With their teacher's help, have the children read the scripture, unscramble the letters, and glue or tape them on a word strip. Beginning with Moses chapter 3, verse 24, and going in order, have each group show their word strip and choose a matching picture. Post the pictures around the picture of Adam and Eve. Explain that Adam and Eve taught the gospel to their children and that the family is the best place to learn and live the gospel. Sing, Teach Me to Walk in the Light, page 177. 2. Heavenly Father blesses righteous families in the Scriptures. To help the children understand that Heavenly Father blesses righteous families, prepare a reader's theater about the sons of Helaman being protected in battle. See Reader's Theaters, Teaching No Greater Call, page 177. Using the scriptures as a guide, include parts for narrator Helaman and the sons of Helaman. See Alma chapter 53, verses 10 through 23, and Alma chapters 56 and 57. Keep the parts simple and point out the men's righteous qualities and how they were blessed. Use name tags or simple costumes if desired. The scriptures record other stories of righteous families who were blessed by Heavenly Father. Divide into two groups. Give each group one of the following scripture stories. Nephi's family, 1 Nephi, chapter 17, verses 7 through 13, and chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. And Jaredite families, Genesis, chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. Ether, chapter 1, verses 33 through 43. With the help of teachers, have each group read the story. Act as a reporter. Use a microphone if available, and interview each group by asking questions that bring out the details of each story. You might ask a child how he or she feels about what happened in the story. Ask the children to listen for what Heavenly Father will send us when we keep the commandments, as you sing together the first verse of Keep the Commandments, pages 146 and 147. Listen to the children's responses and help them identify blessings Heavenly Father has given to their families. Bear testimony that Heavenly Father blesses righteous families. 3. The priesthood blesses my family. Use stations to teach that the priesthood is the power and authority of God used to bless and guide us. Invite priesthood holders approved by the bishop or branch president to teach at each station. Ask the pianist to play The Priesthood is Restored, page 89, as the children move between stations. See Stations, Teaching No Greater Call, page 179. Station 1. Display a picture of Jesus Christ. Use pictures to teach about the restoration of the priesthood. Examples, Gospel Art Kit 407, John the Baptist conferring the Aaronic priesthood, and Gospel Art Kit 408, Melchizedek Priesthood Restoration. Have a priesthood holder tell about his line of authority back to Jesus Christ by letting the children represent the priesthood holders in this line as he talks about them. Recite the fifth article of faith together. Station 2. Teach the children about the ordinances and blessings made possible through the priesthood by showing a picture and sharing a personal experience that goes with the pictures. Examples, baptizing and confirming, Gospel Art Kit 601. Baptism, giving a healing blessing, Gospel Art Kit 613, administering to the sick. Give the children an opportunity to share feelings about a blessing they've received. Make sure the children understand that if they do not have a priesthood holder in their home, they can receive blessings through home teachers, missionaries, the bishop or branch president, or relatives who hold the Melchizedek priesthood. Station 3. Have the children look up priesthood qualifying for in the topical guide. Ask them to work in pairs to choose a scripture and find qualities that men need to qualify for the priesthood. Have them or their teachers write each quality on a piece of paper. Have the children choose a quality and tell what a primary boy could do now to work on that quality. Sing the second verse of Love is Spoken Here, pages 190 through 191. Bear testimony that having the priesthood to bless us is a blessing from Heavenly Father. 4. God's creations bless us. Display pictures that represent each day of the creation. Invite the children to look at the creations while you sing together, All Things Bright and Beautiful, page 231, or The World is So Lovely, page 233. Teach that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ created the earth and everything on it for the benefit and use of people. Read together and discuss Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 18 through 20. Help the children understand the terms. For example, what is raiment? Clothing. What does it mean to enliven the soul? To liven up or brighten? How do we use judgment and avoid excess in using God's creations? Tape one of the following labels on 8 children. Please the eye, gladden the heart, for food, for raiment, for taste, for smell, to strengthen the body, to enliven the soul. Have these children sit facing the rest of the primary. Have another child choose and hold a picture from the first day of creation. Let the children decide which label fits that creation. Have the child wearing that label hold the picture. Ask how we show appreciation and good judgment in using that creation. Repeat for each day of the creation. Stand the children with labels in the correct order and read again Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 18 through 19. Bear testimony that God's creations bless us. 5. Song presentation. How firm a foundation. Hymns number 85, verses 1 and 3. Introduce the song by singing the phrase, The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man and the foolish man, page 281. Hold up a rock and ask, Why was the man wise to build his house upon a rock, a firm foundation? Have the children listen for who should be our rock, our foundation, as you read Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. Have a child hold the rock and a picture of Jesus Christ while you sing the first line of How Firm a Foundation. Have the children repeat the line. On the board write, Faith in His blank, blank. Have the children listen for the words to put in the blanks while you sing the second line of the first verse. Have them sing the line. Ask, Where do we find His word? Scriptures. Invite a child to come up and hold scriptures. Have the children sing the first two lines. Sing line 3. Add to the child's scriptures until he or she is holding all the standard works, a conference issue of the Ensign, and pictures of modern prophets to show how abundantly the Lord has given us His word. Have the children sing line 3. Ask them to listen while you sing lines 4 and 5 for the word that is repeated 3 times. Savior. Define refuge, place of safety, and have the children sing lines 4 and 5. For each line in the third verse, show a picture of Jesus Christ that represents the message. Ask the children to listen again in lines 4 and 5 for the word that is repeated 3 times. Define omnipotent, all-powerful. Bear testimony that Christ is a sure foundation and that if we are built upon His gospel, we shall not fall. 6. Friend references. Heavenly Father's Plan, June 2009, page 7. Garden of Eden, September 2006, pages 32 and 33. The Creation, February 2007, pages 32 and 33. Reverence for Heavenly Father's Creations, November 1992, page 46. The Restoration of the Priesthood, May 2003, page 39. End of section, Sharing Time, I Will Be a Strong Link, by Cheryl Esplin.